B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, it's been a very busy week. A lot of other things happening outside of the Bruins in the Cup. And a big story that's been going on with the Patriots is that they filed tampering charges against the Houston Texans.
Oh.
Oh, the team they have a great relationship with, right?
Oh, you don't say.
The team they've done joint practices with at both places.
Little tampering issue between the Texans and the Patriots, all of this based on Nick Caserio apparently being talked to about the GM job in Houston, a job that the Houston Texans had asked for permission to talk to Nick Caserio about before they hired their GM that they just fired. What are you laughing about?
These teams that like just have no clue what they want to do, what direction they want to go in. I just chuckle because I've been reading a lot on the Jets and you know all the people they're flying in to have dinners with just to run their team after they just did the whole draft and free agency, which is ridiculous.
So they're filing the charges because the Texans have attempted to hire Nick Caserio,
which I don't blame them,
as their general manager. They fired Brian Gain the night after the Super Bowl ring ceremony, which took place
last Thursday night
at Robert Kraft's home in Brookline.
So Gain got fired last Friday.
Former Patriots team chaplain and current Texans executive vice president of team development, Jack Easterby, attended that party, as did Caserio, New England's director of player personnel since 2008. This according to Adam Schefter, ESPN. Easterby and Caserio are represented by the same agent, Bob Lamont. Oh, that's convenient. They have the same agent, and they happen to be at the same party on Thursday night. And then on Friday morning, a week ago, the GM in Houston gets fired. Oh, what was talked about when those two saw each other on Thursday night?
How much money did you say you were making again, Nick?
The Texans have requested permission to interview Caserio for their GM job, but have not been granted permission to date, sources said. The NFL's anti-tampering policy states any interference by a member club with the employer-employee relationship of another club or any attempt by a club to impermissibly induce a person to seek employment with that club or with the NFL is impermissible.
What isn't this interesting with Easterby that everybody thought, okay, that he departed because, you know, part of the situation with Robert, that, you know, him being a team chaplain and from the character standpoint, how much he meant to the team, that he's looking to get out of there, that maybe this might be actually be between him and Bill. And maybe he went to Robert's house. He didn't feel too offended to go to Robert's house to get his ring. But he was offended enough to leave the Patriots because of the way things were going.
So you think it's personal?
I think this could be personal between he and Bill.
Who files tampering charges? Can a head coach do it, or does it need to go higher than that?
I think that guy runs the team. I think Bill files it.
Okay, so
I don't know the exact executive order as to who presses send. You know what I'm saying? From down there?
Well, I'm wondering, does it have to get approved by an owner? Do you have to go to your owner and say, hey, we need to file this with the league?
And
an owner has to sign off on that and say, I agree with you.
I think you would on this.
I would feel like an owner would have to get involved in this.
Whether it would be Jonathan, Robert,
hey, I want to complain to the league.
Somebody from the family would have to talk to Bill. Yes.
And would have to agree with him, right?
Yes.
All right, so we'll say everybody's involved.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you 32 owners, you run the league. This is your league. You guys make the rules. We got an executive issue here.
You think Nick wants to leave?
No, I don't.
So you think that so what do you think happened here? Because I think he wants to go.
See,
I think that's what's going on. Here's how I interpret what the sequence of events are.
Go ahead.
Here.
You go first.
They wanted to interview Nick in 2018, and I don't think they asked for permission to interview guys unless they have an idea. I mean, people talk. They have an idea that he'd have some interest and he wanted to interview. So they asked for permission. The season was still going on, and so the Patriots were within their rights to say, no, you can't interview him. And so they were within their rights. They got turned down. They have to move on. They hire Gain. A year later, they're in the position of firing him, and there are all kinds of wild accusations about what kind of a crazy lunatic this guy was, including discriminatory practices against African-American employees. I mean, it could get ugly there. Yeah. This guy was a complete a-hole from what it sounds.
Yep.
So they get rid of him a year later. He's gone. And so now they want to go after Caserio again, mm-hmm. and they, again... They know he's interested, so they're going after him again. They know that he was interested a year ago, and they couldn't get him. The Patriots turned them down. This time, they're out of the season, so they're within their rights to approach him and try and get an interview with him. They seek permission. They don't get permission, and Caserio probably feels, well, they don't have any rights to turn me down this time. Yeah. We're not in season. It would be, in his mind, a promotion. Okay, now that's a legality that would need to get sorted out, whether or not the Patriots feel it would be a promotion.
Yeah, this title stuff, it just drives me nuts.
Yes,
I remember my time in the league, you either had a GM and you had a head coach. All these executive managerial positions.
Right,
or
director of player personnel versus general manager.
What is it?
Right. Is that a promotion?
Right.
Well, that's going to be the fight between the two teams. I'm telling you, it's about language.
Exactly.
It's about language and title.
It's interesting when you bring that up.
The Patriots are going to feel that, no, this isn't a promotion. He already has that job for us. This is a lateral move.
And it's quite clear to me when I interview Nick Caserio, the way that I do address him, and we do this with Jonathan Kraft, we do it with Mr. Kraft. Before you do the interview, look up what is the exact title. We don't want to offend people. We don't want to step on toes. We want to get the correct ranking order of power. And you remember, you're talking to Nick Caserio. He's a director of player personnel. Director of player personnel.
Well, that's what his title is.
Yeah.
It's not just not hidden. It's out because, there in the open.
Some guys are just going, hey, sitting here talking with general manager, Nick Caserio. Nope. A director of player personnel.
Well, get the Texans right. Wanted to make him the general manager and probably want to give him a little more yank and probably want to give him a lot more money.
They got money.
And so he wants to go there, and he's interested. He wants to, you know, further his career and wants to, you know, take the interview. At the very least, he wants to explore it. And now he's getting blocked. And so then he sees Easterby at the party, and Easterby says, is this thing a go? You want to come for this interview, right? You are a go. You are fully interested in this thing. And he said, hell yeah, let's do this thing. And he goes back he calls down to the people down in Houston, it says, listen, Caserio's in. He wants this thing. He wants to be with us. So if you got any reservations or hesitations about firing the bozo we got, you shouldn't. Because if you put up the fight for Caserio, he'll come to Houston. Good. Done. We fire the guy the next morning. Let's get moving on this. Because we might have to put up a fight to get the guy. So I think Caserio,
you're in one now. Yeah.
I think Caserio wants out, and they got a fight on their hands, and they're going to try and get it done by... You know, they got time. The draft is done.
He's interviewed with the Dolphins before. I mean, so there's been times where Nick was looking for advancement.
Training camp is realistically, let's say, 6 weeks away.
Or a month away. Yeah.
All right. 6 weeks till you're really in the you know, thick of it in training camp. And they've got 6 weeks to battle this thing out and get it sorted out before Nick Caserio goes to Houston. Because that's where he wants to be. That's my thought. I don't know that. I'm just saying that's my guess. That's how I read the situation. Because Houston's not putting up a fight, and they're not going to have to go through this crap if they don't know that the guy wants to be there. They're not tinkering with Nick Caserio, knowing that the Patriots... You think the Houston Texans don't know who they're dealing with the Patriots?
Oh, they know.
Patriots don't let anybody get away with anything.
Yeah.
They put up a fight with everything.
Yeah.
They're ready to go to the Supreme Court over footballs. Yeah. I mean, they're ready for fight. Always are. You think they didn't know that they were going to deal with that? The potential for that was there? They're not putting up that fight if they don't know they can get Nick Caserio.
I bet you Billy O'Brien's head exploded. What are you
kidding
me?
Have been surprised?
I don't know.
Head exploded over what?
Here's
you
the
worked
problem.
For them.
Here's the problem down
you
here.
You worked for them, Billy. What and did you Billy, think you were getting
Billy's
into?
Billy's wanted more control, and they had those problems when Rick Smith was there, too. So, I mean, this has been an ongoing thing for them, trying to find a guy that could come in and run their damn football operation.
The Patriots may not even be pissed. You know what the Patriots may be doing?
Might be a technicality.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. You want our guy? Yeah. Good. Hand over some draft picks. Yeah, you can have him. We ain't giving him up for free. Hand over some picks. It's a lateral move, in our opinion.
Playing chess right now.
We're going to get you on a technicality, because we can. That's what that is.
Got any tight ends?
Yeah, you got any tight ends on your roster?
Who do they have down
there? Eh, that's all right. You don't have any tight ends? What do you got for picks for next
year? Oh, they have mini Gronk, don't they, Jim?
Let me take a look at your draft. Let me see what you got on the board there. What do you got available
for
next year?
They got Hock and Liquor down there, don't they?
That's what it is.
Fedorowicz?
Yes, TJ Fedorowicz. Yeah, the guy with the big white gloves.
That's what it is. It's about compensation. It's about, you want our guy? All right. Well, we're going to take something back in return. That's what it comes down to. That's what I think the fight's about. They're going to get something because they probably can. 617-779-0985. We'll get your calls on that. Obviously, calls on everything else from the day as well. 617-779-0985, including Bruins, Celtic stuff. We got all kinds of things in the mix today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Hey, T-Bone, is the red line up and running yet or what? Thumbs up, thumbs down, what do we got?
Clever boy, clever.
So what is that? Sorta? What's the red line update? Yay, nay?
What's up today? It wasn't the operator's fault.
Oh, well... They were quick to blame the operator last week at Kenmore. I'm glad it wasn't the operator this time. I just read this. You threw it in our notes today, T-Bone. This is a good nugget. The red line car that derailed on Tuesday went into service the same year that we first landed on the moon. That's exciting. That's good to know. 50-year-old
and
train.
This city wanted...
Rumbling down the tracks.
This city wanted to have the Olympics.
Yeah, no,
Olympics.
The mayor, I saw the mayor. The mayor was very outspoken against the MBTA this week. Remember when he wanted the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all this would have been fixed before the Olympics. Well,
that's the theory that we were going to whip it into shape by 2024, which is 5 years down the road. We're just going to be all brand new. We're going to wave a magic wand and it was
Olympics.
Going to be brand new. And who's going to pay for that? Here's an idea. If we're going to pay for it, why don't we just pay for the tea?
By the way. I know of two people.
If we're going to get railed.
Two people who were in full support of the Olympics coming here. One was Felger, for reasons that are his own, because he's a sociopath.
Yep.
And two was a buddy of mine. I forget what he does for a living. Oh, he's in paving. So I wonder.
Oh.
I wonder why my friend who...
You don't say.
Yeah.
Was he going to pave that executive lane that was used only for like politicians and diplomats?
He just saw dollar signs.
They couldn't
bring
even
the Olympics here, please.
They couldn't
Are
even
you
pull
kidding?
Off an F1 race here if they want Olympics. Yeah. We'll just rip trees out of the common and then replant them. You were going to tear trees out of the common. Put in a beach volleyball court.
Great idea.
Well,
terrific. I'm glad it's not happening. That's good though. So the train. So did you take the train to JFK? Was it able to get to JFK?
You know, it gets there eventually.
Why don't you eat the mic?
It gets there eventually.
Why don't you move the mic before you turn it on?
He jumped the gun.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Perfect.
All right.
It'll go one stop. It'll stop. It'll open the doors. It'll sit there for 5 minutes. It'll close the doors. It'll sit there another 5 minutes. It'll start moving.
Yeah.
It'll stop in the middle of the track. It's one of those deals. It took me about a...
They have nice air conditioning on it?
No.
No?
So
what would the smell be like on there? And like, say on a nice, hot, 90-degree day, what is... How's the experience riding in that car?
It's like your feet, kind of.
Yeah!
Yeah. T-Bone! Yes.
Good call, T-Bone.
Intern, you look like you lost 10 years. Like, you just... You had a chance. You were 18, 19. You're in college. You're going to be drinking soon. You know, you'll need your ID. Wow. You look like you're 14 after that haircut. He really got scalped.
Alan's in California. Hey. What's up, Alan? Alan? No, not there. Call screener is up. Okay, not there. Mike in Cranston. Mike.
How are you, gentlemen?
How are you?
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, guys, first off, I just wanted to thank you. I get just to call enough and Hardy. All of you guys are the best, and your Shock Talk and everything, and really awesome. Great show. And what I really called that was the Kellen Winslow thing. I don't know if you've been following that at all.
Oh.
It's extreme. I hate to use the word entertaining. I believe me. I know there's victims. But this guy, I mean, his on the road stuff, I mean, it's crazy.
I didn't realize he was this bat bleep crazy.
Oh, my God.
I haven't really followed it all that closely.
I mean, he's nuts in what he's done.
I saw a story today about his teammates and things that his teammates knew about him. And teammates on the road who didn't want a room with him because of weird things he was doing on the road and things he was doing in team meetings that people just said they didn't want to be around the guy because he was creeping them out.
That's scary.
Was he found guilty? What happened? He was convicted?
Yeah, he's in prison. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alan is back from California. Alan.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had it on mute. Okay, so I have a statistic that I would never get away with on the Felger and Mad show, but I'm going to try it with you guys. Out of a possible 32 games that the Bruins could have lost over the last 45 years and 8 trips to the finals, they managed to lose 31 of them. So go take a look, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Their record, their overall combined record is 14 wins.
Yep. I don't understand at all what you're saying.
Oh, the amount of losses they've had.
Out of the 32 games they could have lost?
When they make it to the finals, they lose. When they make it to the finals, they lose. They lose a lot of games. They've lost 31 out of a possible 32.
Wait, what?
To the maximum.
What?
Yes.
Wow. How does that make any sense?
Okay, 8 trips to the finals. There's a chance you could lose up to 4 games each time. They managed to lose 31.
Oh, okay.
Out of
okay.
the maximum.
I get what you're saying. So
of 32.
Out of 8 trips to the finals since when? What does that date back to?
Since 1972.
Since 1972. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, understood. You know, so all their final like, series, all their I understand what you're saying. So even the series that they've won, which includes 2011, it went to 7 games. So they lost.
Yep.
You could lose. Got it. So they lost 3 games in that series, even though they won 4.
Yeah, that was the one time that they ruined their perfect record of would have been 32 losses out of a possible 32. I'm not saying that's a horrible thing. I think it's incredible. I think the Bruins have a tradition of winning. They go to the finals often. I mean, 8 trips in 45 or so years is fantastic. There's always a lot of excitement. There's always a lot of, you know, really good teams that are on the ice, create a lot of excitement, fill the seats. It's just that they do have a problem getting over the top at the very
that
end.
They've never been a dominant, best, clear-cut, best team in the league.
Exactly. It's always a tractor pull. That okay. word that Mad used, you know, describes the Bruins almost as well as he described the Blues.
You're not wrong. Yeah, so. Alan, I understand. Now, your math there and your way of describing that is a little convoluted, but I get what you're saying. The Bruins, even when they won in 2011, when they got there in 13, when they got there this year, they have not been the clear-cut best team in the National Hockey League. They have not been far and away the best. They've not been a dominant team.
They've only been to 5 cups, though, right?
Since 72?
19 out of 20 instead of 31 out of 32, no?
No, they went 3 times since then. They went 88, 90. Look at all the years they went. Even the ones they lost.
73, 74.
Three times in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's more than five. That's eight.
That's 32.
That's eight right there.
Yeah, it's 32. Yeah.
Three in the 70s.
They went to three after 72?
He included 72, maybe. I don't know. No, he couldn't have included 72.
Oh, 77. I missed 77. Okay.
There you go.
All right. I mean,
either way, his point makes sense. Do you understand his point?
Yes.
What is this? They've won one cup since then. That's the point.
They've won a cup. They're a team that is good at being in the mix. They're not a good team at, you know, building.
They have a tough time getting over the top and staying there and being consistent.
They've never built a team that is the best team in the hockey in the NHL. They've never done that.
Okay. Who is the best team in the NHL this year before the playoffs started?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
It wasn't either of the two teams in the finals.
No.
But, hell, it wasn't either of any of the four teams in the conference finals.
Understood, but they've never done. And listen, I don't think that it's that harsh of a criticism. He's making a point, Artie. Yeah. They've never done what the Penguins have done, what the Blackhawks have done recently. And granted, the Blackhawks sucked forever before they did what they did. So what would you rather be? Would you rather be a team that's been, you know, a pretty good team to watch a lot of years and has been in the mix? Or would you rather be a team that sucked forever and then had a dominant run? Like, you know,
I'll take the former.
So would I. I'd rather be a team that's sort of always in the mix.
And I mean, it's easy to say this in hindsight, but I'd also rather be the team that is a clear-cut underdog going into the final in 2011, and you go down two games against a quote-unquote superior team and beat that team.
And that ends up being,
you know, in the aftermath, once you're, you know, you settle down from your heart attack, that ends up being a much better experience.
Yeah, let me clarify that, though, that being in the mix means you also win it. You win cups, because there's this argument of, would you rather win one championship or go to a lot of championships? And that, to me, is a terrible argument. I would rather win the one, because I know that that's something that people argue about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
If you got to go back that far, though, you might as well say they won three, because they won one the year before and won 2 years before that. It's an interesting start point for the stat. Go back to the last 10 cups. They've won three. Instead of cutting it off at eight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... It really isn't, though.
I don't think what happened in the 70s speaks to, you know, what's taking place now. I don't. In terms of any kind of a theme or pattern developing with the team.
What's the amount of time since 1972? That's the starting point. And how many have they won since? I don't think that's an unfair way of doing it.
No, but when you count 73, it's kind of unfair. And you don't count 72 when you won the whole thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't think it's unfair to say that you've won it, you know, when you drop the, you know, once in 40 years thing that people throw on them.
So they've won it once in the last 47 years. Yeah, but once three in 47 times in the last 50. Years.
Okay, 3 and 50. Does that sound that much better?
No, yes, I mean, absolutely.
These are great stats in it, but what the hell does it got to do with the way the team is currently constituted, or what, or the way ownership treats it?
Well, if you look at the last few years, you look at it as a team that has not been built with enough top end talent to assert yourself as the clear cut favorite in the NHL.
Maybe you're paying the wrong guys.
And it's, you know, it's a tractor pull. You know, do you want a tractor pull team year in and year out? Or, you know, would it be nice to maybe start thinking about reconfiguring this team? And easier said than done, isn't every team trying to do that? Doesn't every team want to build something that is, you know.
And there's only one way to do that, by the way. There's only one way to build your team to be high-end talent throughout the whole roster. It's draft and development.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it through free agency.
No.
It's the only way to do it is by having great, you know, scouting, drafting, development. You have to do it over the course of 5 or 6 years. You have to nail all your draft picks. You can't have misses in the draft the way the Bruins have. You have to hit your picks. So they got to get better at hitting on all their picks. That's how you do it. 617-779-0985. Hardy has headlines. Don't go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
On this Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Chris Mannix has something that he just reported today on Kyrie Irving. Writing that Kyrie Irving has one foot out the door. His rocky relationship with some of his young teammates among the reasons. And Boston is faced with taking a step back. The Celtics have not abandoned the pursuit of Irving. Team President Danny Ainge is a firm believer that talent wins. And he is prepared to sell Irving in a Boston future that includes Anthony Davis, who the Celtics have the assets to acquire next month. Durant's injury has reignited a flicker of hope among some in the organization that Irving can be convinced to stay.
Uh-huh.
What?
It's amazing that now all of a sudden Durant's injury has triggered that reaction that, okay, now it can make him stay. I disagree. I think Durant's injury makes them okay to get rid of Kyrie Irving, go after a guy like, you know, trying to think who would be the next level type guy, that not Anthony Davis, because this would mean you'd have to keep Tatum, keep Jaylen Brown, keep Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward's still here. Get Aldo Ott backed in. They're talking supposedly to Terry Rozier, you know, to run point. Who would be like that next second tier guy to come in and be a damn good role player, you know, and still go out and play and continue to have Brad Coach's team up, stay the course, so to speak? I would think Durant's injury and him being removed for a year, you know, now taking the Knicks out of it, we're still a pretty decent team with what we have. I know we're losing Kyrie; he's a hell of a talent, but
Clint Capella. That's the report the last couple days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would Durant's injury say, oh, we could.
Well, because I think that some people.
Kyrie now.
Because there are obviously some people that believe that Kyrie would be going to team up with Durant with the Knicks. And maybe they're not buying in on the Nets reports as much as others.
Okay, I have a question.
Right, why? Because for Kyrie, if he leaves, I think we all believe it's either the Knicks or the Nets.
If he really wants to team up somebody, but like say Jimmy Butler or say it's Anthony Davis, why can't Kyrie and Anthony Davis go to Brooklyn?
Well, I read this first part, and you know, Chris Mannix, pretty tapped in guy, right? He knows what he's talking about. His rocky relationship with some of his young teammates among the reasons. If that's the reason. If Kyrie Irving's reason is the young players on the team, you know, just don't.
Do we already know that though?
No, we do. But if that's the reason he's leaving, or he said, you know what, I can't do it with these kids. You know, we don't see eye to eye. We don't get along. It's sort of a bad situation.
That's more than Rozier. That's got to be other guys too.
Yeah, it's got to be Tatum. It's got to be Brown. It's got to be Rozier. It's got to be that young group of players. And you're Danny Ainge. You can fix that. And I'm not saying you want to. I'm just saying you have the option to. You could say, Kyrie, don't worry about that. I'm trading all those guys away.
Yeah. Go get your Anthony Davis. They ain't going to be here anyway. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm getting rid of them. I'm getting you Anthony Davis. I'm getting rid of those young players, and I'm bringing Anthony Davis in.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Anthony Davis to play with. Does that change anything for you? Why don't you just stay here? Stay here. You'll have Anthony Davis. And maybe there's just no shot. And he's got other reasons why, whatever those reasons may be. I mean, you said, don't we know that? What other reasons do we know that Kyrie wants to leave? What other problems do we know Kyrie has had here other than his issues with other players on the roster and particularly the young players?
It's just such a drastic change in tone from when he sat in front of that fan
But what do we know that his issues are? What do we know that he has a problem with?
We don't
know. Other than his teammates.
That's why you hear stuff, but it's never confirmed through Kyrie. Like, you can't believe anything you hear about Kyrie because you can't get any confirmation.
What have we heard? He's got issues with his teammates. We speculate, is there something going on with his coach? But have you really heard anything about that? That's pure speculation. That's made up. We have no idea.
And he doesn't really seem
like... We've heard of no fights. We've heard of, you know, there's been nothing. He's got issues with his teammates. That's it.
Like, if he's in town and Danny says, hey, let's go get something to eat, like, he'd do it. Like, it doesn't seem like he's, like, that guy just wants to just detach and, you know, I'm going to be an a-hole.
Does he not like Danny Ainge? Does he not like Brad Stevens?
To me, it's...
Does he not like living here in the city of Boston?
Maybe.
Does he not like Celtics fans? We haven't heard... I have no idea on any of these things because we haven't heard anything. The only thing we know about Kyrie Irving not liking playing for the Celtics is that he didn't like his teammates. That's it. That him and his teammates had issues. And maybe saying he didn't like them is too strong. They had, you know, their issues. That's it. That's all we know. You can change that. If you're the Celtics, if you're trying to get yourself into their mindset is we can change that. We can change the group. We can make that more likable.
Bend over backwards to that guy.
I'm just saying that if you're trying to view it from their standpoint, they look at that as a problem they can solve.
Such tone, such poor tone on your behalf.
What, from a guy that doesn't want him here? Yeah.
I hope he stays. I hope he stays for love. I'm going to get Lost Kid a Kyrie jersey.
Then he'll get hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Then he will get hurt. That is true. He is cursed. He has got a curse issue.
Jesus. What number is he wearing, baseball, Jim?
Does he have a one.
One.
Number?
Short.
One. Mark in St. Louis on the better team winning the cup. Hi, Mark.
Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
I seen your little rant yesterday about the Blues and how they're goons and how you don't think that they deserve to ever win the cup again and everything else. The better team won. Let's be honest. And talking about goons, what about that little rat running around Marchand for the Bruins?
Yep, he's a rat.
Yep.
He is a rat, Mark. I don't like him either.
Yeah.
I mean, there was injuries. I mean, he could have had injuries too, you know, injuries. But the Bruins...
Mark doesn't know what to do with that. Mark's like, wait, the guy doesn't like Marchand either? I don't respect his game either. I think his game's trash. Now what do you got to say about that?
I agree with you there. That's amazing.
Oh, see, that's the difference.
I love St. Louis.
See, Mark, that's the difference between you and I. When the guy here is trash, I call him trash. But you'll never do that there.
I don't want...
That's the difference between you and I.
I don't want Mark to get...
You got some goons there. You got to admit it.
Mark, I don't want you to be shut down. I like Marchand. I like his game. So, but I don't think he's a goon. I think he's a pest. So
I think he's a dirty player. And when they're dirty players here, I call them dirty. Same way I'll call your players dirty.
What?
Well, who played dirty? Who's dirty on the Blues? Let me hear.
What player Shen? Is dirty?
Yeah, how do you like Shen when he missed? Bag. You're lucky Shen missed on his headshot. That way he didn't get suspended in the series.
Yeah, but you know what was the best? When he scored in the final.
Good comeback.
He scored.
Yeah, good comeback. Just remember this. Play Gloria, boys. Play Gloria.
We can do that.
I like that.
We can absolutely do that. Jim,
can we have some Gloria?
Do it up, Jim.
Jim, give me some of that.
Fire it up, boys. Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Do it, Jim.
In all seriousness.
Hold on. We're going to play Gloria.
Hold on, Mark.
They didn't play it. I hope they do play this down there. This is so much better than the actual song.
Right. Is Mark still there?
No, I haven't. He's just a Homer fan. And see, St. Louis, can you handle someone not liking your team for 5 minutes? My God, this is what comes with the territory. Boston, everyone hates every single one of our teams. You guys can't handle it for 5 minutes. You win the cup.
You know, yeah, I see a little
they're
rant
very
there.
Sensitive to someone saying they weren't the best team in this series. Have you noticed? That's how they know that. That's how I know
that's the best
that they
part.
Weren't the best team because they're so upset that anyone suggests that they weren't because they know they don't have the best roster. Hey, you won. Enjoy it. Why are you worried about us?
Would this be weird? Like if I downloaded this and like put it in my car and truck windows down. It's like
this version
makes me feel good.
This version,
yeah, it makes me feel good.
Living under.
Hein. Gloria. I can't believe she's dead.
Sad, isn't it?
Like for like 17 years.
She died way too young.
How did she die?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think she had like a brain aneurysm.
Laura Branigan, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
At least this story with them and Gloria is like an authentic story. It's an organic story that they started using.
Yeah, something cool.
Died in her sleep.
The Country Roads thing, though. Oof.
I like that, too.
Oh, let's just try playing a song people will sing. That's lame. Oh,
died in her sleep. August 26, 2004. Cause was attributed to a previously undiagnosed ventricular brain aneurysm. Yeah. It was reported in the media that she had been experiencing headaches for several weeks before her death, but did not seek medical attention. I've been having headaches for years.
At least they know the cause.
Yeah, but Beetle. Yeah, Beetle knows why his head is. And his fender bender.
Dumb woman.
Fender bender. Oh, son of a bitch.
Way to hit the gas coming up.
779-0985.
I watch that video again.
No. No.
I can't believe it.
We've got, speaking of, being diagnosed with things, how about Kevin Durant? His people claiming that he was misdiagnosed by the Warriors.
Yeah. His people are morons.
Didn't we all diagnose him based on like YouTube videos?
Diagnosed it on the first injury when he looked like he got shot from behind. Like,
yeah. Why don't we throw that into the mix? Yeah. Warrior calls coming
Sounds
up
good.
As well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Ultimately, I think this falls on the Golden State Warriors. He got misdiagnosed. He got misdiagnosed. And I know for a fact that he was told that with a torn calf, a partial torn calf, that it unloaded the pressure on the Achilles, and that there was no chance that the Achilles could be injured at all. And for that to happen in the first half of a ball game, I think just... I can't even fathom that, because watching it, I got ignited. I got pissed off, because that's what you came into the game thinking was going to happen.
How about that? Oh, he was misdiagnosed. And it was the Warriors team.
You believe that? You're a moron.
You've got to be soft to buy into that. How foolish is that story? I mean, you can't actually
believe that. You're going to misdiagnose like the second greatest basketball player in the world. Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, we only have one doctor, so we only got one opinion. We don't have a team of doctors. We don't have a team of trainers. Oh, who's on their team that just had an Achilles injury? Oh, Boogie Cousins. Huh. Interesting. Wow, we really blew it on this one.
And that's Jay Williams, by the way, blasting the Warriors for misdiagnosing.
That kid went to
Duke.
Kevin
Durant.
That kid went to Duke. You're better than that. You're smarter than that.
What a joke. And try to put it on the Warriors. What's he trying to do?
I don't know. What's the intent here? What's the message you're trying to send? And who's making you want to send this? What's the angle?
Is that to try and create that rift, that artificial rift, to make sure
they're not
that,
good? That team's not good. Maybe.
Is that what that is? Maybe. I mean, what is it? Just trying to figure that part out. How about that? I mean, give me a break.
That's the dumbest thing. Not dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. You knew it's the Achilles. You knew it the first time you heard it. Talk to anybody associated with Achilles injuries. Feels like you got shot or somebody kicked you right in the back of the leg. He turned and looked down. Like, who stepped on me or kicked me? No, nobody was around you. That's Achilles. That's not a calf. It's like Isaiah Wynn. He stepped, planted. Oh, Jesus, now it's drop foot. And you're looking down around you like, no, nobody stepped on you. No.
So he ruptured the Achilles. He's going to be out for some time.
It's going to year. Need 12 months, it said.
Quite a bit of rehab.
Yeah.
To get him back up to...
9 to 12 months, it says.
Full self.
I'd go with 12 to make sure he's right.
But don't buy that. Don't buy that it's somehow the Warriors' fault that that happened.
You blame someone, blame me. Kevin really cares about playing.
Don't buy that for a second.
He's a father. He's a son.
Where do you think he goes, though? Like, what happens now?
From the Knicks, I still sign him.
Still think that's where it happens, where it goes?
Yep. So cash, let's go. I'll get you now. We still love you. We're going to give you, what, $33 million to sit there? Yeah. Yeah, do it.
What else is gonna... No. It's still going to happen. I mean, teams are still going to do it. It's not going to do that.
Yep.
It's still going to go down. I mean, no one's going to pause for a second in signing him. It's just a matter of where does he want to go. 617-779-0985. Hardy has headlines. We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on, and we're right back in 90 seconds with the noontime hour, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.